We've been talking about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ during this Advent season, and yesterday we talked about this sterling, noble carpenter from Nazareth engaged to this young girl named Mary. We don't know very much about Joseph, but everything we know about Joseph is good. And yesterday we talked about what a shock it must have been for Joseph to discover that his fiancée, a woman he had never touched in any inappropriate way, was expecting a baby. One thing which might teach us something about the way God deals with his servants is that God could have sent the angel to Joseph to inform him about the true reality before Joseph learned that Mary was expecting, but he did not. First, Joseph was jolted and likely devastated with the news before the angelic intervention to quieten his spirit and grow his confidence that everything was from God. Why would the Lord allow that kind of emotional devastation before he brought the comfort? You know, if the Lord had not done that, Joseph would not have had an opportunity to prove his nobility, because he had every right to renounce her, to humiliate her, maybe even, although it would have been technically illegal under Roman law, to exact some sort of punishment, demand some sort of corporal punishment, even death. But he didn't do that. He wanted quietly to put her away, to break the engagement, but to save her reputation and to minister to her by his forgiveness, let's say. He could have never done that if he had known from the beginning what the true reality was. My name is Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.